Here is the fifth in my sequence of poems on reading Dante's Commedia, my Dante sequence. This time we're in still in Purgatory, and I'm particularly thinking about the episode in Canto 4 where Dante meets Bellaqua, the Florentine lute maker, who was so apparently lazy in life and seems still to be lounging about in the Purgatory. But of course, this turns out to be a redemption of wasted time and a new stature for waiting. So my poem is called Love in Idleness. Love in Idleness. When I am bogged in indolence again, it's purgatory for me, as for Bellaqua, hanging around instead of getting on with his salvation. I can't lift a finger. The snow is falling heavily outside. The earth gets lighter as the sky gets darker. I shiver where I'm sitting, window wide for snowflakes to drop in and fade away, and hide myself in something else's hide. Coat, panther black, and shabby hat, wolf grey, as my numb fingers wrap about my pen, all I need is fire and something to say. Bellaqua's lute speaks with the tongues of men. The tongue-tied mind is loosened into praise. I slip the disc back in its sleeve again. One side is columns stiff with turgid prose about the Quattrocento. On the other, a soundbox holds the craftsman's fretted rose with Florence in the background. What a cover for the god who spoke through someone else's fingers when ours were still entwined with one another. Ages ago, we heard the music linger before this light had lost its radiance and cast on love the shadow of our hunger. We spoke of free will and of innocence and trod the pavements of the fourth cornice where love is to be purged of indolence. I write these verses pending my release.